2025 Champaign County Fair rolls on, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Chad Baker for WITY, and I've made my way into the air-conditioned confines of the Champaign County Fair Association office here to talk with Vice President Bill Alanya, and always a good opportunity to catch up with Bill, see what he's into. Bill, how are we doing today?
Oh, we're doing just great, as long as we can keep moving and keep the wind blowing across our skins.
Yes, I agree there. It's been a fun week. It's been a long week. There's been a little bit of weather that's affected things, but now the rest of the week looks like we're going to have some heat, maybe some sunshine. Still the possibility of a storm, but right now everything is all systems go heading into the weekend.
Yeah, everything seems to be on schedule. We lost a couple shows first Sunday, rainouts, but we can't control the weather.
That we can't, especially in Illinois and in July. So let's talk a little bit about what we got coming up this weekend. Friday night, the Travis Tritt concert. I know that that's a concert that many folks are anticipating. A great country artist, long, illustrious library of music there, and it should be a good evening for entertainment out here.
Yeah, I think it'll be a great show, and the pre-show ticket sales have been fantastic. So I think we'll have a great crowd for that.
Folks that want to get those last-minute tickets, there is an opportunity to get those, but you're going to want to get them quick, because I'm sure by the time that we get a little bit closer to the show, it's going to be a little bit more of cherry-picking seats there.
Yeah, there's that. But there are also people that won't show if it's 100 degrees, and we have walk-up ticket sales, so there will be tickets available, but the prime choices are better earlier.
That they are. We've got some more action coming up on Saturday. Tell us about what we end the fair with here.
Well, it's a tradition for us to end fair with tractor and truck pulls, and we'll have two sessions, one at noon, one at 5, and semi-trucks and tractors, and this place will be loaded with ag equipment and people, I hope.
Yep, very good. You got them in the afternoon, you got them in the evening as well.
Yeah, we got two shows that day, and that's our closing night, and then the carnival will close at the end of that night, and we'll start planning next year's fair.
I'm sure that's going to be a lot of fun here. It's always good to see kind of what works, what hasn't worked, and what you can do to always make the fair improve. So, Bill, let's take a look back now, if we could, back at the week that was here. Good numbers out there in the barn. So a lot of 4-H'ers showing up with a lot of animals to show this year. And the 4-H helps make the fair what it is.
Oh, it is. I always try to remind board members that our big hook is agriculture, because you can go to the assembly hall at the U of I and see big music acts, but kids can't see their first cow or pet a cow or a pig or a sheep or a goat or something. And we have offered that you can't get anywhere else.
And there's so many activities. I know that the Kessler Hall is full of great projects for those 4-H kids that may not necessarily be tied in with the animals or may not have the ability to be on a farm, but they can still contribute and be a part of the 4-H via that route.
That, and also that big building is air conditioned. So when you want to just chill out and walk around and look at some fine arts and crafts, that's a great place to go.
Now, for folks that may be heading to that side of the fairgrounds, a little bit different this year. You've got the east door open. That front building no longer accessible. Doesn't look like there's anybody set up in there.
Well, there's that, and there's problems with aging that ramps don't meet codes, but the other entrance meets code. So we just have to adapt to whatever happens. That's this running a fair is just constant adapting to something.
Absolutely. That's the one of the nice things about fairs is they can always find new ways to adapt and change without really losing that feel that the county fair really brings people.
Oh, yeah. And everybody has a different interest. Some people love to ride rides. Some like the fair food. Some like the harness races. Some like motorsports. Like this year, for the first time, we have motocross. We built a motocross track in the infield. And that's always a little bit spooky endeavor, because you spend a lot of money setting something up and you don't know how well people are going to attend it, because we've never had one before. So hopefully that's going to be a big draw. If it is, it'll become part of our routine.
Well, and there again, you're looking to try to find different avenues for people that may not necessarily have a county fair hook to bring them out. If you're offering more varied entertainment, more varied rides, food, then there's no excuse. There's something for everybody truly here, and you want it to be an all-encompassing event as much as possible. There's so many folks that don't know where their food comes from. There's so many people that don't have that connection to agriculture, and if it ties them in and shows them, brings them out there in the environment where that that's happening, they become educated, and then they find out that it's fun, and they find other aspects of the fair that they didn't even know that they would like.
Yeah, kids that have grown up in the city have never seen a live farm animal, and to be able to get close to them and pet a cow or a pig or whatever is fascinating to them. And the great thing for us, if the kids are fascinated, they pester mom and dad to bring them back to the fair. We have to build on the future.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the Fair Association, the Fair Board, all the members and volunteers that come together. Give us a little bit of an insight of what that's like to come together with so many folks. I know that there's been some long-term folks that are involved, but there's also some newer folks that have come in, and that shows that there's still enthusiasm in the local fair.
Yeah, we've got a big span of people on the board. I can't remember for sure how long Pam's been on the board, Pam Barham, but she is a mainstay around here. She seems to make sure that everything gets done. I've been on the board for over 40 years, and we had a new lady come on the board just a month ago. So it's constant renewing of people, and it's great because you get new ideas when you get new people.
Keeps it rolling. And for folks that want to get involved for the planning of next year, there again, I know board seats you got to wait to have open up, but if they want to volunteer, if they want to get involved, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, I would say probably just contact the fair office and leave a message or an email. And yeah, to be on the board of directors, you have to be a stockholder. And families that have stocks don't want to get rid of them. So, but then somebody passes away and their family doesn't want, they've never been involved, so they're not interested. And the shares come up for sale. And we always try to find new people to put on the board, because with new people, you get new ideas. People get a certain age, they get kind of stuck in ruts. And you have to grow or you got to go.
Well, and it shows that that's been the strength and the backbone of this fair, to keep it going and keep it going as strong as it has, is that you have families and members of the fair board that have been interested and go to bat each and every year. If there's that much of a battle for those stakes and the shares of the fair, then you know that you're doing something right.
Oh, and also some things are mainstays. Some die off and go away just because of aging. And like harness racing kind of hit a lull for a while, but this year on Tuesday night we had 14 races and we were racing to right up till dark. It was nice to see the interest come back for that. And and all the board positions are unpaid. This is a nonprofit organization, and if you get on the board, it has to be a labor of love, because none of us get paid. But that keeps us kind of more honest, really. We don't try to buy for positions of controlling things, because a nonprofit, there's nothing.
You're all looking for the same goal here. You just want the Champaign County Fair to thrive and survive.
Yeah, and as a nonprofit organization, there are laws we have to follow. Like, we can't bankroll money. If we get very much profit, we have to upgrade a building or regrade a track or put in drain tiles or something. And our hope is to make enough money during a fair that we can do some maintenance and have enough money a year from now to reopen. And it's gone that way for 180 years. So hopefully we'll keep doing another 180.
Keep doing it right. Well, Bill, I appreciate you spending some time with us to talk and allow us to soak up your air conditioning a little bit here. It's always good on a very, very hot late July week. Make sure that you swing on by and say hi to the Champaign County Fair Association folks. Bill's going to be out and about on the grounds, but Pam in the office, the fine, fine staff that they have here at the Champaign County Fair. Bill Alanya, Vice President, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's always great to get our message out.
We'll have more reports on the way here on WITY as part of the 2025 Champaign County Fair coverage. I'm Chad Baker.